Case number 10,084, Nassau Investments LLC, south of Route 1, 2,125 feet northwest of Route 404. A variance for additional wall signs.
Evening, gentlemen.
Back already?
Yeah. You get, is that the answer from your client already?
Oh, yeah, he was here. He knows. He's happy.
I see him shake his head.
He's like, yeah. Tonight I'm here on behalf of Mr. Bruce Geyer, who's in the audience, if you have any questions for him. Basically what happened is he bought the shopping center, and when he bought the Sandbar Village at Nassau Bridge, mm-hmm. all the signage was up and existing. Mm-hmm. This sign was up. And they've got the little welcome Caesar Rodney sign out there. But this is the one that, the name of the shopping center, the tenants. He supplied me this picture and I just blew it up. So it's got the name on the center on the pole sign. Davis Bone and Fidel designed the shopping center. Did a great job, nice looking center. But what they designed on the top of the center, and it's shown in the plans, that the name of the shopping center was going to go up on this cupola, on this tower.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Geyer got a request from his tenant to have the name of their stores put up there. So he came in to see the county and found out that the one sign that's up there currently, the home electronics sign, is up there and doesn't have a permit. And this didn't happen under Mr. Geyer's watch. And he's like, oh, no, I got to make this right. You know, he's local and he wants to make sure everything's done right. And he was approached by other tenants wanting to put their name up there. Well, Davis Bone and Fidel, like I said, when they designed it, that's what they designed for the name of the center. I can tell you Mr. Geyer has no desire to put the name of the center up there, but the panels are already up there, so it looks weird just being blank up there, and hence why the tenants came to him. Like I said, he came in, he met with the county, and he also found out there's a request there for four signs, 3x16. There's only three signs up on the tower. That fourth sign is another sign that's up illegally for Benjamin Moore, which isn't quite 3x16, but that's what the other ones were. So when they filled out the variance application, that's what they're requesting. But basically, we want to take the two that are up there currently, not legally, and he wasn't aware of that he inherited, try to make those legal, and ask for permission to put two more up, and that would be these for the bank.
And then you have the additional ones. That
you right,
have.
Two additional ones.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do. The cupola's up. It's already designed. And it's designed for sign space. But there's no need to put the name of the shopping center up four or five times. It's just redundant.
Redundant.
So, hence the nature of our request tonight. That's why we're here. That's what we've inherited. And like I said, when Bruce bought the center, local guy came in, just wants to make sure he's doing things right. When he found out the problem, he wants to try to rectify it.
Right. I tell you, he did come in. I want to thank the office because they worked with him too. I think it was Susan and a couple of them.
Oh, the office is phenomenal.
When I was down there, he had told me that. He took the office, and I want to thank them.
Well, I can tell you right now, and this is unsolicited, but I can tell you right now, in all the counties I do business in, and I think I've told it to Susan before, it's a gem to come to Sussex County. Mm-hmm. And most of the small towns in Sussex County are a gem to work with. I love coming down here. It's just, am I right? How many times have I told you that?
Yeah, so that's true.
The staff is phenomenal down here.
Well, that's what they said also.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure the total number of tenants in this center.
How do they decide which of the four get the top billing there on top of the cupola?
The landlord determined it,
okay.
And Bruce determined it by being the bank and the one that's already up there. Because of the ones, and I think he picked it because the bank is the one that's really, really harder to see because they're closer to that unit, mm-hmm. and they have the less visibility. Benjamin Moore down that end doesn't need to be up there.
Right.
So we've really picked it because of who's there, and the bank, they needed more visibility. That's how we picked it.
Each of the tenants will end up, though, with a separate sign when...
Every tenant has their own sign on the building already currently.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
These signs were designed to be part of the structure for the name of the center, and again, we don't need the center out there four and five times. One time is the state putting it up, not the name of the center, it's the name of the community behind it.
Right.
So we've got the Caesar Rodney sign, we have the name of the shopping center on the shopping center sign, and then to try to do it that many more times just doesn't make sense.
That's true. Okay. I think it would look good.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10,084. It certainly will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties. It's a necessary thing if you want to be in business.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,084. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved. Yes, indeed.